Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Muslim Day of Rage. I think about that in the sense of somebody saying we want to have a day of rage, you know, day of peace, a day of understanding, things like this, but a day of rage. It's like the Black Panthers, they had a day of atonement. The new Black Panther Party, years ago they had the day of atonement. But a day of rage. And the left overlook it. Can you imagine if Christians said, we're going to have a day of rage, or Americans, forget it from a religious point of view, just Americans' day of rage. I'm amazed at how easily the left can just overlook the most inhumane stuff. They can rationalize it in a second. It takes nothing for these people to just go, no harm, no foul. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson Network. Oh my gosh, lots going on. I had to, one of my production team, we had to leave. Couldn't afford to keep them going. So it put a lot more pressure on us. That's okay. We're going to deal with it for the time being. But I got to tell you, I look at the state of the world. I look at the situation that we find ourselves in. I'm talking about my team. A team that is dedicated to trying to bring some level of sanity and, I don't know, a little bit of levity, if you will, to the world. And we got to wake up to day of rage? No sanity in this world whatsoever on the left to say, why are we doing this? And by the way, those are the ones getting the funding. These are the people, these terrorists, Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, Black Lives Matter, anything on the left, Democrats, getting funds beyond belief. I mean, treasure that would make a drug lord envious. And we can't make any ground. Oh my gosh. I don't even want to get started on it. I talked about it last week because I'm frustrated. We do an event that, and I'm not going to beat on this week, I promise you, but we do an event that's going to bring sanity to all this woke-ism that we're seeing. The very thing that we are witnessing right now, people don't seem to care. It isn't that Melissa and I couldn't say, you know what, let's just keep trudging on. God said, I'm going to do God's work regardless. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm sick of it. I'm going to do what I can do, but I'm letting everybody know if I need to pull in my horns, and because look, I don't know how big my voice is. I never worry about that. I always say, you know, it's all in God's time. It's all God's plan. And maybe this was God showing me, hey, you may think that people are paying attention. You may think people are listening, but they're not. You got to shift gears. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to shift gears. Still going to follow his plan. But I'm watching this stuff. I'm watching things happen that it has me scratching my head. No serious leftist outcry over Muslim Day of Rage, though Michael Rapaport, who is he's a ferocious leftist in Hollywood, hates everything we're about. And you know what he gets? He gets on Twitter and he's mad at the Muslim Day of Rage. And he's talking about any Democrat that if you're not, no, any person that's not checking on your Jewish friends, you're a piece of crap. And anybody that's not outraged, and I'm going, you fomented this. Your group is the reason why this exists. Your group is the reason why, instead of me going out making a regular living, I decided I would push back on you. And you're watching the outcome, Michael Rappaport and De Niro and Clooney and all these other leftist scumbags. They're the reason. And what's funny, Michael Rappaport, who happens to be Jewish, he says, oh, when it's his cause, when it's about him, now it's personal. Now he gets it. But he didn't get it before. He didn't get it when we were saying it. But he gets it now. Arabs are all over the country, all over the world, yelling obscenities at Jews. I saw a story where, I don't know, attacking them as well. I think we got a couple that my producer got me. But I'll tell you, the left says practically nothing. And what's really got a lot of people upset is not only do they not say anything, they're part of it. They're rationalizing it. They're saying, well, you know, Israel has occupied Gaza for 75 years. You hear all the excuses. I don't try to be a historian, but when something doesn't fit, I look it up. And Israel turned the Gaza Strip over to the Arabs years ago, and the Arabs ruined it. It's like big cities. White people said, you know what? You want these big cities? We built them. You can have them. We'll move out to the suburbs. And blacks moved into the cities in droves. By the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. Most of these big cities in the country are dominated by blacks and rife with corruption and crime and a host of other stuff that you don't want any part of. Same thing happening to Gaza. And in fact, the conversation I was having with my Jewish friend the other day, he said to me, Kevin, the black condition is very similar to Gaza. They call Gaza an open air, open air prison. What's every city? Pretty much an open air prison. Few people get to live it up, but most of them are living day to day, hand to mouth. Exactly the way the Democrats want them to live. It's so sad. And I don't know, you know, what it's going to, I mean, I know what it's going to take to change it, but I don't know how to get people to trust me in doing that. I'm tired of searching. I'll be honest with you. It's one of those few times you're going to hear me lament something. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy birthday, Mother Dear. Many of you, some of you, met my grandmother when I was a child. You know, she raised me. She and my grandfather, Daddy Ernest is what we call them. They raised me. My grandmother's birthday just passed the other day. And I meant to give her a tribute on her birthday, the actual day, but it was on the weekend. Anyway, every time this year I think about her, I think about what she did to raise me, and the good and the bad. And she worked so hard. She used to, what would she say about me? She would say, he's a sensitive soul, which I am, sensitive guy. But anyway, when her birthday comes up, I think about her. I think about how she raised me, and doing the best she can, and I bet, you know, and I'm sure many of you think the same way about your mothers or grandmothers. In my case, it was the same person, sadly, because once my mother died, my grandmother died as well, in theory, because my grandmother became my mother. But I think about her because I miss her. I do. I look at this world, and I think to myself, I'm almost glad that she doesn't see this world. there are parts of me that wants her to see her great grandchildren and things like that. And I mean, I would want her to live forever. But I don't, you know, as I studied this world and where things have gone to, where we watch the atrocity that happens in Israel, and then we watch the apologist come out, and I think to myself, I get it. I get why. I mean, and I, thankfully for me, I'm a Christ follower. When it's my time, it's my time. But boy, I talk about this often because longevity. When I was a kid, I wanted to live forever. I wouldn't, if I got three wishes, I guarantee you that would not be one of them. It would not. And I'm not fatalistic. I'm willing to wait for my turn, but I'm just saying it's a different world. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Happy birthday, Mother Dear. Think about you all the time. Day of rage. Threats have caused fencing to be put up around the U.S. Capitol complex. And here's what a guy who was on scene, here's what he had to say about that.
To return to the United States Capitol. It's really interesting, though, because usually when walls go up on the Capitol, Democrats like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they get extremely excited. Yet, Democrat leadership is extremely silent about today's wall. Oh, gee, I wonder what changed.
What's changed from January 6th, where they said, oh, these people they're threatening us. They're threatening to go into the Capitol. They threaten nothing. They're going into the Capitol and like sightseers. No guns, no bullets. The only person shot and killed was Ashley Babbitt. Shot by a D.C. police officer. And he's gotten awards for it. Can you imagine that there's a black cop that shot this white woman? Can you imagine if it had been a white cop that shot a black woman? That was doing nothing? Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Walls around the Capitol. You think that the politicians are seriously afraid of what the Muslims might do to them? That's a real threat. They've proven it. They will fly airplanes into your buildings. They will stab you in the streets. They will walk in suicide vests and yell, Allahu Akbar, and on and on. That sadly is the last thing many people have heard, is Allahu Akbar. So, as the guy said, what changed? What changed between then and now, where they've got all this cyclone fencing and guardrails and what have you going around the Capitol, and not, you can hear a mouse pee on cotton when it comes to the Democrats talking about this. They haven't said a word. The religion of peace is having a day of rage, or had a day of rage. And they have to put fencing up. These people are afraid to go outside. Afraid of what will happen. But they're not going to say a word. They're going to act like it's... All this stuff that's going on is anecdotal. This isn't really how Muslims are. Let me tell you something. You can have a moderate person who, you know, in this case, worships in Islam. They can be a moderate. They can be radicalized overnight. And if you don't believe me, look at what we're facing today. Look at these college campuses. I think it was Rappaport, but grab a couple of other clips. But he thinks it's sick. And it is, by the way. It's sick. The therapy. He says Hamas is actually growing. People are happy about what Hamas did to Israel. It's become a marketing program. So he's finally getting it. A Holly weirdo waking up to what we've been saying for a long time, which is you better stop being on the wrong side of these issues. I ask people, look at what Trump did, compare it to Biden on paper. Let somebody put it on paper. You don't know who's who. Look at Trump's record, look at Biden's, and tell me who you would vote for. Have one of your friends do it. In most instances, you wouldn't know one from the other. And here's what I mean is, ideologically, there's a huge difference. But I'm saying, if you pick across the board education, whatever, there's nothing, let me put it this way, there's nothing that's going to come out of Trump that's going to lend you to believe he's partisan. Why? He wants America's money back from people that aren't paying their fair share in NATO. He wants it back from borders that he didn't ask for. I could go on. But you go to the left, and here's what you look at with them. Who was in power when they said it? Because they don't mean it. You know, when it's under Obama, everything's good. Tell me what it is. Go look at any story during the time of Obama. Look at how Schumer voted or Nancy Pelosi, and you'll find out they were pretty much right down the party line. They didn't care. But Trump can do identically what those guys did, except implement it and make it work, and he will be called everything but a child of God. Anyway, the left is quiet, eerily quiet about this whole situation. The fencing. They put that up. They called it Fort Apache. I'm sorry, Fort Pelosi when they put up the fencing around the Capitol Hill, which ironically is what we wanted to do to protect border states. Who are they protecting? And I don't mean the congressman. Who are they protecting that they don't want you to know the real deal? I'd like to know. Day of Rage. Rage is on. It's not over. And there's a lot more to it. A lot of moving parts.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. One House Republican admitting the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis yet. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted Kevin McCarthy was ousted as speaker, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal. President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit after an invitation was made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A 71-year-old man was charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Three people were injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. A suspect is in custody. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftism reveals itself every single day, no matter how vile or how crazy, with no shame. It's amazing to me how openly... pick the word. Holy crap, I've got so many, I feel like I've overused them. I don't have to break out my thesaurus. These people are crazy. People are protesting on behalf of terrorists. Afraid to even say the word. Just then, the global day of rage has begun after Hamas, a former Hamas chief, he's not even a leader, Khalid Mashal, called on Muslims around the world to take action. A teacher was fatally stabbed in Arras, France, by a man who yelled, Allahu Akbar, and this is according to their local media. In Beijing, China, an Israeli embassy employee who was also stabbed by a knife-wielding maniac. Pro-Palestinian protesters in Jordan have clashed with police after they reportedly tried breaching the Israeli-occupied West Bank. I saw the video of it. They're climbing at the top of the wall. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Israel gets attacked. Anybody want to take a guess who the United Nations criticized? Well, here it is. The United Nations criticized Israel for laying siege to the territory, talking about the Gaza Strip, while going soft on the brutality Hamas has inflicted on Israeli and Palestinian civilians. Now, what happened was Israel decided it was going to strike back, and they sent thousands of missiles into the Gaza Strip after issuing warnings that they were going to be bombing the place. And what they did is they bombed everything that was close to Israel. In other words, they made rubble out of buildings so you can no longer launch your missiles from close in. If you're going to launch missiles, it's not going to be over the wall. Because believe it or not, they actually, some of these kids will take, the missiles obviously can go a long way, but they also do these handheld things, I forget what they're called. I'm not trying to be all military on you. But anyway, they send them over, and they actually throw stuff across the way. So Israel said, we're going to just put another barrier. And they launched thousands of missiles. And who could blame them? These people came up to the line, jetted over, well, they didn't jet, but they helicoptered over in these little helicopter units, and that's what started it all. And I don't know what the who Israel uses for their marketing, but I would remind people who started this fight. We seem to forget it over here a lot, you know, as conservatives. We don't pick fights. I don't get up in the morning looking for a fight with leftists or anybody else. And most of the time, we're the diffusers of fights. We're the ones saying, you know what, let's just chill. Everybody chill. It's not the way it works. The Hamas terror group, I love this part. They claim 13 of the hostages they had were killed because of the Israeli airstrikes. Now, how are you ever going to verify that? I mean, you could say all of them were killed, or 20 of them were killed, or one of them. How are you going to? They could kill them themselves, and you will never know. But what got me when I read that statement, I was like, okay, this is the way propaganda works. Pick a number. 13 of them. You kill 13 of your own citizens. So then it gets put into the press. Israel bombing its own citizens. How cruel. All a propaganda war. So far, the fighting, they say, has killed over 2,000 people. It's killed over 2,000 Israelis. Well, I know 1,200. And more than 20 Americans. They love giving us the numbers. Puts it in perspective to some degree, right? They said, during its murderous onslaught on southern Israel last weekend, Palestinian terrorists are believed to have taken some 200 people to the Gaza Strip where they're being held hostage. And I want to play one soundbite. It comes from a woman whose children, Hamas broke into her home, ransacked it, took her children from her. And she's being interviewed by MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell. Check this out.
What are your feelings about the attacks against Gaza right now?
You're looking for a symmetrical situation, and I must say, it isn't.
I'm stopping it here for a reason. What kind of question is that? This is a woman whose children have been kidnapped by terrorists. And she's asking, what do you say to the people who are trying to get your kids back? You know, and the attacks that Israel has done to get your kids. Look, I don't know how you are. If you kidnap my kids and my government goes and sends some missiles up your butt, I'm going to say, hooray. Way to go. What is she looking for? I already know the answer because I've heard the clip. I don't know if you guys saw it. This may be one of the most ridiculous questions, but this lady, oh my gosh, I don't know how she held it together, but she does, and she gives one of the best explanations, and let's hear the rest of it.
If you were dealing with a war who is between two countries, countries don't take children hostages, I'm sorry. It's against the laws of war. It's against humanity. It's against anything that we all believe in. Every time we had missiles shot at us, I used to say to my children that they should be sympathetic towards the children of Gaza because they suffer a lot more than they do. I'm not sure I still believe in it now. And I must say, the only worry I have now from the bombings in Gaza is the fact that my children are there.
And
I can't be sympathetic anymore. I can't be sympathetic to animal human beings. Well, they're not really human beings. Who came into my house, broke everything, stole everything, took my children from their bedrooms, and took them to the Gaza Strip. Israel never done that, and it will never do.
Welcome back, folks. A woman whose children got taken, and she made some great points. But here's what I want. I want to go back to Andrea Mitchell. She wants to make the equivalency of what Israel is doing or what Hamas is doing to a nation. Like they're fighting a legitimate war. And, you know, as if Israel didn't deserve to go in there and respond back because their citizens are being taken or whatever. Let me tell you, there are many of us. I'm not going to point fingers, but I know many people who wouldn't have even given a warning. They would have said, I'm just going to blow the place to bits. You have to, there are times when you tell yourself, there's no more negotiation. You've got to take the time to absolutely just take matters into your own hand and do things that are devastating. I talk about it a little bit on here that, you know, turning 60 this year, and I mean, I've been a fighter my whole life, but, and I stopped training with people that just want to move around. And the reason is I don't have any interest in that anymore. If I'm attacked, I'm not even looking to just make, like, let me just, you know, when I was young, I would just make an example out of you. I don't want to do that anymore. I told you, be wary of the older people, the older generation. There comes a point in your life where you say, you know what? I don't care. I got more years behind me than I have in front of me. What do I care if I hurt you? Maybe that's the attitude I'm taking towards Israel, but I want to go back to this lady. Countries don't take children in war. And this is a woman who said, I've always been sympathetic to the other side. She doesn't know why the fighting has occurred. She probably does, but I'm saying it's not her thing. But she says, I can't be sympathetic anymore to animals. They're not human beings. And she said something very critical at the very end. Israel has never done that. Can you think of a time when they've done it? These people came in, took non-combatants, women and children, specifically to showcase their brutality. And you've seen it on film. And I want you to know, the left in this country is apologetic to terrorists. Let that sink in for a second. Now, you had it with Black Lives Matter, killing cops, hunting cops. Just so you know, there have been, I forget the number, I want to say 12 cops killed in a 48-hour period.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
There's tons still to be talked about on the domestic side. We'll get to some of that probably in the next hour. But we're talking about the Muslim Day of Rage that occurred last week and how the left really don't seem to be outraged that millions of so-called those that sympathize with the Palestinians are marching around the world essentially with anti-Semitic remarks justifying what happened in Israel, where thousands of people have been killed indiscriminately. And it's not war, it's a terror attack. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You know, we can talk about this ad nauseum, and it's beginning to sound like it to me. I'm feeling that way. I'm feeling ad nauseum. But I can't let it go because I see this leftism developing. There's a clip. We can't play it because, it's not bad. It's just it has to be translated and you read the subtitles. But it's kids all throughout the Middle East being taught that Israel is evil and that Jews are bad and they need to be killed, eradicated. And it's child after child after child after child. And when I saw the video, the first thing I thought, the parallel was same things being taught here in America, not to the same degree. It's being taught to young black kids that white people are evil. And it's in school. It's infused in CRT in 1619. The exact same thing. You can apply it anywhere you want. Conservatives are evil. MAGA is evil. These are people that tell you they want to unite. They want people to, what's the word I'm looking for? We should all feel good. We should all be happy. I would love for you to show me where leftists are doing happy. Please, show me where they bring happiness and joy and not chaos. Give me the location. San Francisco is a mecca for leftism. Am I right? They happy there? You happy with the outcome? Have you been in a while? Look it up. Look how happy San Franciscans are. Businesses are moving out. People are pretty much abandoning the place. It's turned into a cesspool. Poop maps and hypodermic needles all over the place. Junkies shooting up. But it's got all the trappings of leftism. One of America's jewel cities, if you've ever been, oh my gosh. I used to say of San Francisco, there's no place where there's not a spectacular view. And that's in the worst parts. How do you ruin a city like that? I mean, I just want you to imagine if you were the mayor of San Francisco. There's no place where this city is not gorgeous. And I'm not going to tell you I went looking for bad spots. I'm sure there's some sketchy areas. But I would tell you if it was run by conservatives, there'd be no area of San Francisco that wouldn't be safe. And now there's no area of San Francisco that is safe. It's been years. I used to go every year, but it's been years. And it was already turning into a cesspool under Gavin Newsom. And I told you guys, I got all my camera gear, my leather jacket stolen from my friend's car. And all we did was go in to a buddy of his bar to have a drink. One drink. We were coming back from, going to Alcatraz and doing some other stuff. And my buddy goes, hey, while we're here, let's go see a friend of mine at his bar. We stopped for literally 15 minutes. And boom, window smashed and took my gear. That's all it took. And this was in a nice area. I don't know comparison. I'm not going to tell you it was in the most Tony area, but it was a decent area. Let's go back to how this impacts people, what the left does. The Israeli military says it's so far notified 97 Israelis, the families of 97 Israelis who've been taken hostage. Tell them that their loved ones are now in the Gaza Strip being treated as inhumanely as you can treat a human being. Because that's what the terrorists of Hamas do. And we have people making excuses for them. CNN did an interview with a guy named David Gregory, who's a lefty. And they were talking about that everybody wants to pivot back to the Republicans and the Speaker of the House. Because apparently McCarthy was the best possible choice, and what Matt Gaetz did was horrible and it never should have been done. But Gregory said some things that ended up being a bit of a surprise for the people at CNN, so let's play that clip.
More upheaval in the House just 24 hours after being nominated, Congressman Steve Scalise dropped out of the race for Speaker. Joining us now, journalist, author of How's Your Faith, David Gregory. David, it's great to have you. You've got a lot of perspective on D.C. over the years. Just when this happened and Phil and I were down in D.C., we kept talking about the fact that, well, what if there was a crisis, right? And I was thinking more domestic crisis, but but then there is a crisis on the international stage. That just, how can they not coalesce around someone in a moment like this? How do you explain it?
I don't have an explanation. I think it's another embarrassment for the Republican Party. Mike McFaul, who's a very serious lawmaker from Texas, from the Homeland Security Committee, said the world is burning. The world is on fire. And we can't seem to come to an agreement on a leader. It's a real problem. I mean, at the end of the week here, with all of this chaos among Republicans, but the much graver circumstances around the world, I actually have my eye on Democrats. How long are Democrats going to stand by in the world of identity politics and zero-sum politics and not be part of any solution? We'll see. I think there's more cards to be played before Democrats jump in. But I think people who don't follow this day in and day out the way we do are looking up and wondering whether Washington has any ability to do their job, to pass bills, to pass legislation, to make sure the government is funded, let alone play a role on the world stage, which is what America is still expected to do.
That, folks, is a powerful statement made by David Gregory, and an unforced error for the Democrats, because Gregory got tossed a softball. And he decided not to take a swing. He pivoted from the Republicans to the Democrats. He said, the world is on fire and we can't seem to come to an agreement on our leader. It's a real problem. I mean, at the end of the week, here's a, with all this chaos among Republicans, but much graver circumstances around the world. I actually have my eye on Democrats. How long are they going to stand by in the world of identity politics and zero-sum politics and not be part of the solution? We'll see. Nobody does this in media. You don't pivot that way unless something dramatic has happened. I think David Gregory is probably Jewish, is my feeling. Because I told you there's a guy, Rappaport, who's upset. He's a Jew in Hollywood, Michael Rappaport. And he's now, oh, look at what's going on, look at what's going on. What you created. David Gregory pivoted back to the Democrats to say your identity and zero-sum politics are a problem and you are not part of the solution. Anyway, this is big. He goes on, I think there's more cards to be played before they jump in. But what he said was, let alone play a role on the world stage, which is what America's expected to do. That was tossing Joe Biden under the bus. That's the key phrase. He's right. People are wondering about D.C. They're wondering about Washington. And they're wondering about Joe Biden. And without using Biden's name, he's blaming Biden. How could we possibly be concerned about Republicans looking for a new speaker as the world burns? He said it, his words, the world is on fire. I'll ask you this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, was the world on fire under Trump? And what of those identity politics in the zero-sum game he mentioned? He's blaming the Democrats for being obsessed with identity politics. And those politics have encouraged, you ready for this? Worldwide anti-Semitism. The world is on fire. And the Democrats' role on the world stage has been dismal, to say the least. Biden's role on the world stage has been dismal. Biden funded terror with $6 billion to the world's biggest sponsor of terror, and his hostage swap emboldened Hamas to take American hostages. And a leader of Hamas, I think they labeled him a former leader, but he said Joe Biden's willingness to pay for hostages is one of the main reasons that we take them. Joe Biden's mistakes, folks, have consequences. 1,200 dead Israelis for starters and a lot more wounded. And what about those hostages? You think that's over?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.